draw it out.
You always got water out of the well?
Yes. Well, eventually got to where they put out a pitcher pump, you know, and drive a pipe down. Well, you'd take an old, about a 2-inch auger bit with a long handle to it, and you'd bore down till you, as long as dirt would come out. When it got down to where it wouldn't, when you struck sand, the auger wouldn't put it out any longer, then you'd put what you call a foot on your pipe, and you'd take an old wooden maul, and you'd drive it on down. You got down in the sand and rocks. Well, to tell how much water you had in it, you'd measure it. You'd tie you a piece of lead or a nut or something other on a piece of string, and you'd let it down slowly till it, you could feel it when you hit the bottom. And you'd draw it back up, and you'd look on that string, see how far it was wet. And sometimes your water, maybe you'd drill down in 15 or 18 feet, and that water would rise up to 3 or 4 feet of the top. Put your pump on there and prime it and pump. Good water. Sometime I think about doing that here. She's complaining and belly aches about her water turning her clothes yellow all the time. I think about what we used to have here. Water's got sulfur, too much iron or something in it.
Yeah. Now, you had a lot of chores to do around the house when you were young?
Yes, sir. I remember my worst chore. I always dreaded it worse than anything. My daddy always had a milk cow, too, one special cow. Well, they would pin them cows up, have a, what they call a lot, barnyard lot, pin them cows up in that lot. And most of the time, if they wanted to make them a garden, they'd go out there and clear off a piece of land. And they would pin them cows on there for a year, 6 months, the droppings get on that ground. You didn't have a mule, a horse, an old turning plow, a breaking plow, an old gee whiz, pulverizing, make a garden. I remember this right out here, this piece of ground I'm living on. It was big old pine, big old red oaks. And them old people would get together all over the country, them old farmers. They wanted to take any piece of ground and to give what they call log rolling. They'd all come together. They'd bring the tools, saws, and axes, and what have you, grubbing holes. Well, the women would all get together and they'd cook the dinner. And the old men would get out there and work and they'd clear up a piece of ground. I remember this piece of ground right here was done that way.
How did they do it? How did they clear it up? That must have been hard work.
It was. It was. Now you take them little big pines, I remember. The farming that was done around here, you plowed around a stump, a big old stump. A lot of them had the will, the strength. They'd dig them out, build a fire under them. Dig out the stump. Dig it up. I've helped burn out a many one. Once you get a hole started under you, take a bit, a auger or something, drill your hole down in that.